The word says in Psalms 88:2, "Let my prayer come before thee. Incline thine ear unto my cry." Welcome to Focus Prayer with G. Craig Lewis.
Lord, you are the only true and living God. There is no other God before you. God, we come to you knowing your power and just believing that there is no other God before you, Lord. And we're on earth and we're subject to powers here on earth, but we know you have all power. You are the all-powerful God. Everything we need is in you. Everything, Father God, that earth needs comes from you. So God, we just recognize your authority, your power, recognize you right now as the true and living God. No other God before you. You are the only wise God. You are the only most high God. Deuteronomy 32:39 says, "See now that I am he, and there is no God with me." And God, we know that. Outside of the Godhead, you are the only rulership of this entire world because you created this world. There's no second, there's no Enoch, there's no Metatron, none of the things that the New Agers teach, and there's no equivalent to you. There's just no one. You are the only God, and we reverence you right now. We believe that. We put you there in our hearts and in our minds. You said you kill and you make alive. You wound and you heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of your hand. So God, we believe that today, that you are the only living God. And you are the creator of everything and everyone. So we reverence you, God. Thank you for creating us. Thank you for creating me. Thank you for giving us life. Thank you for giving us health and strength. Father God, though we may have ailments here and there, Father God, you have made us strong for this hour. God, you sustained our lives. God, you have given us what we need to continue. So we thank you, Lord. You created us all. We thank you for all the wonderful things that you've given us. And Father God, all of your many blessings that you've bestowed on us, God. And thank you, Lord, for jobs and paychecks and cars and houses and clothes. God, things we take for granted every day. God, we want to recognize you for that. Thank you, Lord, for everything that you have done for us. Nehemiah 9:6 says, "Thou, even thou, O art Lord alone. Thou hast made heaven, the heaven of heavens, with all their hosts, the earth and all things that are therein, the sea and all that is therein, and thou preserveth them all, and the host of heaven worshipeth thee." You are a God that should be reverenced. And you promise to forgive our sins if we repent and believe on you. So we come to you now asking that you just forgive us, Father God, for our sins, omission, commission, sins, intentional, accidental, error, mistake, whatever it is, when we miss the mark, Father God, we ask that you forgive us for missing the mark. Father God, we want to be perfectly aligned with you and your will for us. We don't want to live in sin. We don't want to practice sin. We don't want to live in secret sin. We don't want to practice things, Father God, that are displeasing unto you. So God, we ask that you forgive us for our sins, and we repent right now for things we should have done and did not do, things you told us to do, things you told us to say, Father God, and we didn't. We repent right now and ask you, Father God, ask you to forgive us of our sins. Your word says, "My little children, these things write I unto you, that ye sin not. And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." So thank you, God, for being righteous, and thank you for the advocate. Thank you, Father God, for standing in the gap for us and being that mediator and being that intercessor for us. And Father God, taking up for us when we don't deserve it. We thank you, Lord, and thank you for sending your son to die to pay the penalty of all of our sins. Thank you, Lord. And our prayers are important to you because it brings your will into the earth through us. So we pray right now, bringing your will into the earth through our prayers. Father God, we bring your will. The devil can't do anything without your permission. Father God, the elite, they can't do anything that you won't allow. Father God, you are in charge of this world. You are the God of everything. Though the enemy is considered the God of this world, you are the God of him and everything that you've created. Nothing, Father God, can move without your permission. So God, we pray your will into the earth right now. We even pray healing into the earth right now for your people, Father God. For all of these ailments, what they're doing with the frequencies and the magnetism and all the different things that are affecting us, Father God, with the experimental things they're doing to try to bring mankind under some kind of control, under some kind of frequency rulership and submission. Father God, we rebuke that right now because we will only serve you. We will only follow you. We will only be subject to you, God, and you alone. John 15 and 16, ye have not chosen me, but I have chosen you and ordained you that ye should go and bring forth fruit, and that your fruit should remain. That whatsoever ye shall ask of the Father in my name, he may give it to you. So God, we pray to be fruit bearers right now, Lord. Make us fruit bearers that we can bring forth fruit and the fruit will remain. Father God, it won't be an emotional thing, but it will be solidified by your Holy Spirit that we would operate in your precious fruit, God, and the fruit would remain. God, we ask these things in Jesus' name. We're going to pray John 15 and 5. And the word tells us, I am the vine and ye are the branches. So we pray, Lord, we will not grow if we are detached from you. Father, keep us close. We want to be attached to you. Help us to remain attached to your will and your way, not our own. Father God, help us to get over ourselves. Help us to get over what happened to us. Help us to get over our past. Help us to get over people, what people have done. Father God, help us to get over these things so that your will and your way can be prominent in our lives, God, at the forefront of our lives. So help us to remain attached to your will and your way. We will not disconnect from you in this time of compromise and confusion. We will remain in the vine, so that we can continue to grow and bear fruit. This is not the time to disconnect. This is not the time to compromise. This is not the time to be confused. So, Father God, to avoid those things, we will remain in the vine so we can grow and bear fruit. And he that abideth in me, according to 15 and 5, and I in him, the same bringeth forth much fruit. So God, we do not want to just abide in you, but we desire for you to abide in us. Lord, live in our temples. Live in us, God. Live in our temples and help us to keep our temples clean for your presence. God, we know you don't want to dwell in an unclean space. So help us to keep our temples, our bodies clean for your presence, God. Clean for your presence so that you can dwell within us. All idolatry, uncleanness, selfishness, envy, malice, jealousy, and whatever else is harmful to our temples, we repent right now and remove in Jesus' name. All idolatry. God, anything we have lifted up higher than you anything we have put in your place, anything we've replaced you with, anything that we're giving your time to, Father God, we repent of it right now. All uncleanness, anything we're watching, seeing, hearing, saying, doing that is unclean or that is from unclean spirits, Father God, we repent right now. All selfishness, Father God, the time that we put into looking good in front of others and trying to please others and trying to look away in front of people, Father God, all that time, we repent of it. All envy, malice, jealousy, we repent of it right now, Father God, looking at what others have, wishing we had what others have, wanting what others have. Father God, we repent right now. Anything that is occupying our temple that is against you, Father God, we repent and we remove it right now. And we denounce and renounce all that hinders our fellowship with you, regardless of what or who it is. In Jesus' name. For without me, ye can do nothing. And we know that. How many of you know that? Without God, we can do nothing. Lord, we can do nothing without you. We are nothing without you. So we rebuke every spirit that tries to come to make us feel we are self-sufficient or adequate without your instruction or plan for us. God, without your plan for us, we have no life because you are the life that is within us. So, Father, we need you in our lives. Your will be done in us. Father God, your will be done in us. Your will be done in us. God, we put our will aside. We put our wishes aside. We put our wants aside. God, we put our reputations aside. We put, Father God, our plans aside. God, we put it all aside. Your will be done in us. Use us in this hour, God. Use us in this last time. Use us, Father God, for your glory, for your honor. Use us, Father God. Because we are nothing without you. Hallelujah. John 15:6, if a man abide not in me, he is cast forth as a branch and is withered. And men gather them and cast them into the fire and they are burned. So you are the only true and living God. You are the way, the truth, and the life. We do not want to be castaways or useless, unproductive church goers. We want a true relationship with you, Lord. We want a true relationship with you, Lord. Doesn't matter how it's been in the past. Cultivate that, Father God. Help us to cultivate that. God, help us to put social media down. Help us to put the internet. Help us to put the phone down and cultivate that relationship so that we can abide in you, because if we don't abide in you, we'll be cast forth as nothing but a branch for fire. So, Lord, we desire to be in you and in your perfect will. And, God, we want to bear fruit. We want to bear fruit. The fruits of righteousness through your spirit, God. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. When the world sees us, we want them to see those things. When people interact with us, we want them to see those things. Father God, we want to make disciples after these things. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. The fruits of righteousness. Father God, we want to bear them. Help us to bear fruit. We not only want to bear good fruit, but we want all of our fruit to have productive seeds in them, to change the very hearts of others. God, we won't change them by arguing with them. We won't change them by making posts and comments against them. We won't change them, Father God, with the wrong attitude. God, we will change them by the fruit we bear. By the fruit we bear. By the fruit we bear. And we want to be effective in this final hour. Hallelujah. And if ye abide in me and my words abide in you, ye shall ask what ye will, and it shall be done unto you. Lord, we want to abide in you so we will know what to even ask for. So many of our prayers don't get answered, and so many people give up on prayer because they don't get answered, and so many people have a shallow prayer life because they don't really have confidence in their prayers, that their prayers will be answered. But the problem is, we have to abide in the vine so that we will know what to ask for. We'll get answers if we know what to ask for. We want our prayers to be answered. Hallelujah. Anybody want their prayers to be answered? Lord, we want our prayers to be answered, and we want our prayer life to be productive. The only way we know what to pray is if we abide in you and your words abide in us. So it's more than just us trying to abide in you, but your word has to abide in us. Then you said we can ask for the right things according to your will, and our prayers will be answered. No more empty prayers or unproductive prayer lives. We speak that right now. No more empty prayers or unproductive prayer lives, but our prayers will have power, our prayers will have authority, and our prayers will get answered because we're going to abide in you, and your word, Father God, will abide in us. We want our prayers to mean something to you and us. So we want to continue, Father God, to abide in you. Hallelujah. We want to be fruit bearers. We want to abide in you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Wanna bear fruit. We wanna be rooted and grounded in you, Jesus. Be rooted and grounded in Christ. Jesus, you are the vine and the source of my life, Jesus. So I'm staying rooted and grounded in Christ. Jesus, you are the vine and the source of my life. Yes, you are, Lord. And if I abide in you, I will flourish and I will bear fruit. Lord, if you abide in me, Lord, I will flourish and I will bear fruit. So I'm staying rooted and grounded in Christ. We're not going anywhere. We're staying rooted rooted and grounded in Jesus Christ. Yes, we are. Lord, you have the words of life. Where else can we go? We're staying rooted and grounded in Christ. And Lord, if we abide in you, we will flourish and we will bear fruit. Lord, if you abide in us, oh God, we will flourish in our hearts, in our minds, in our homes, Lord, if we abide in you, we will flourish and we will bear much fruit. So we're staying rooted and grounded in Christ. Yes, we are. Lord, we're staying rooted and grounded in Christ.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. If we could all just stand to our feet. You know, I guess maybe for the last year, maybe 2 years, I've just been dealing with our behavior as church people. Maybe it's been a year. It's like the more I study what's wrong with us, because that's what I'm studying. Since part 14, when I asked the Lord what was wrong with us, and he gave me about 5 truth behind hip hops about us, what's wrong with us. And the more I study that and then see all of the fighting and hatred and jealousy and envy and everything online and just hood fights and street fights and store fights, Walmart fights, and just us as a people, I'm talking about African Americans as a people, just so broken up emotionally, hateful and vengeful and all of that. The answer to that is bearing fruit. The fruits of the Spirit, everything that is being done that they call ratchet behavior or black fatigue or whatever you want to call it. They got all kind of names now. All of that is going against the fruits of the Spirit. Love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, and temperance. It's all the opposite of that. So when we come here as a body of believers, lovers of the Lord, lovers of each other, we're going to be fruit bearers here. Amen? We're going to be the opposite of what we're seeing on TV, in the movies, in the music videos, in the music, in the TikTok video, whatever they're showing. We got to be fruit bearers. And when I say fruit bearers, we're going to be known, not by tongue speaking, tongue talking, not by laying hands, raising the dead, not by how great our testimony is. We're going to be known by our fruit, according to the word. And that fruit is the fruits of the Spirit. So I'm hammering this on us, because we just got to behave like we're saved. Amen? And when I say behave like we're saved, I'm not talking about in church. I'm talking about every day the fruits of the Spirit are shining through us to where it's undeniable when a person sees us. The way we treat people, amen? We're not manipulative. We don't walk cunningly trying to get over on people. We're not doing any of that. We're operating. We're gonna operate in the fruits of the Spirit. Amen? John 15 and 8 says, herein is my Father glorified. Now, this is how we glorify him. He's glorified when we bear much fruit. That's how we can come and sing to him and glorify his name. And, you know, he likes that too. But it says, herein my Father glorified that ye bear much fruit. So when we become fruit bearers, we become more like him. So shall ye be. This is how we are his disciples, when we are bearing fruit. Amen. Y'all, this is what we have to do. Amen. So forgive that person. Let that person off the hook. Let go of that past issue, whatever the case. And let's bear fruit, the fruits of the Spirit, and let's walk in those all the time. Amen. Full time. Amen. All right.